I'm Duncan McFadden with another installment of our summer travel series, There and Back. We're visiting places within a couple hours' drive of Charlotte. You can follow along at WFAE.org under the podcast tab. Just click on There and Back. Today we're heading up to the mountains on the edge of the Blue Ridge, to be exact, Saluda, North Carolina. The town of Saluda is about an hour and a half due west of Charlotte, and it's been a popular getaway for more than a century now. Mayor Fred Basden says it all started with the railroad, which first came to the town in the late 19th century.
And people from Charleston, Columbia, Augusta, Florida, all the way around, came here during the summer to get away from the heat.
Today, those railroad tracks lay dormant as they run through town. Mayor Basden started coming here when he was growing up and never stopped. He finally made a permanent move from upstate South Carolina when he retired 7 years ago.
We really like the town. It's a great little area to be in. It's a lot of fun, a lot of things going on.
On weekend evenings especially, Saluda's one-block Main Street fills with people staying in the surrounding hills. There are a handful of restaurants, and it's not unusual to wait more than an hour for a table. John Ryan Alexander was doing just that at Green River Barbecue. He says he's been coming up with his family from Georgia for several years, and they don't really mind the wait.
Every year, it's really just kind of like taking a trip back in time. Things definitely move at a slower pace, and that's what we really like about it the most.
And you really do feel like you've stepped back in time when you walk into M.A. Pace Company, a general store that's been open since 1899. Again, Mayor Fred Basden.
It's kind of like a museum. They put a lot of old stuff in there. They've got Saluda High School's basketball uniforms and things like that.
Outside of Main Street, Saluda's other big draw is the Green River. Its gurgling whitewater winds its way just past the town, and it's a popular spot to go tubing. There are a couple of companies that'll rent you a tube for a few hours and then pick you up downstream. For the more adventurous, you can get a guided kayak or raft tour on more challenging rapids upstream. Spencer Wells came down with some friends from Asheville to go tubing. He says he makes it a point to go every year.
Yeah, it was really awesome. Ended up going for a lot longer than we necessarily thought, but good variations of fast parts where you had to be fending for yourself and swimming around in some nice, slow, lazy river sections to mix it up. It was top-notch tubing.
The mountain road that leads in and out of the cove that's popular with tubers is steep, with more than a dozen switchbacks. But visitors are rewarded with sweeping mountain views, and you can pull off to the side and pick wild raspberries that grow on just about every slope. That's our visit to Saluda, North Carolina, a town that draws people for its cooler weather, mountain views, old-time charm, and the Green River, part of WFAE's summer day trip series, There and Back. You can find the other places we've explored at WFAE.org under the podcast tab. And if you've got an idea for where we should go next, email us, news@WFAE.org. Find us on Facebook or send us a tweet. We're at WFAE, and I'm at WFAE Duncan. This is Weekend Edition on 90.7 WFAE.